opinions. Maybe he's called you to call the hearts of the fathers to the children, the hearts of children to the fathers, lest he strike the earth with a curse. Believe you me, friend, God is on the throne, and he is looking for a few good men out there. Now, you may not call down fire from heaven. No, you may not ride up in a chariot of fire. But there was only one Elijah. But remember, there was a John the Baptist that God raised up in the spirit and power of Elijah. And he's going to raise up another. Maybe he already has. Raise up another in the spirit and power of Elijah to prepare the way of the Lord for history's final hour. And Aaron, what final word would you say for us to encourage us?
I think the biggest encouragement for me, Chuck, as I look at this story and the life of Elijah, is that ultimately what Elijah needed to realize was not the state of his country, not the state of his fellow man, but the state of his God. And as he looked at Israel and where it was at, he focused on that. And what he should have focused on was the power and strength of his God.
There you go, friends. Behold your God. That's the message. I didn't sign up for this. That's the name of the book. Your gift of $12 or more to Save America Ministries is going to put it in your hands. Just give us a call, 1-800-SAVE-USA. 1-800-SAVE-USA. Actually, I think it's $11. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org. And please consider becoming a partner, would you? And like us right there on the Facebook. That is, if you like us. Like us on Facebook. Help us to get this message out and spread it more broadly. God bless you. Be a blessing. And don't be detoured on the detour.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Christmeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church, declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the stations you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of my good friend, Bob Fletcher. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Hi. Okay. We're hanging in there, as I always say.
Well, what are we going to talk about tonight? I just wanted to comment. I was just listening to the news, and they were talking about certainly Mitt Romney and, of course, his the battle with Obama, not even mentioning that Mitt Romney has not won the nomination. It's a two-way race between he and Ron Paul. And Ron Paul, mention of Ron Paul, is being totally blacked out on both the Christian and the non-Christian radio. Maybe a little more mention on the Christian radio, but they're already going right along with this establishment effort. Not to mention Ron Paul. Why? Because he's a Christian. Because he doesn't want to expand the government's role over our lives, because he wants to stop the senseless wars, because he wants to stop torture, because he wants a sound monetary system, because the one we have now has doomed this country to destruction. And that is why the media, coordinated all across this nation, doesn't mention him. And I think that, ladies and gentlemen, if you care about America, you start talking about that and pointing out right now, if you count the delegates that they have, Romney has about 600, Ron Paul could have as many as 400. We don't know how many of Newt Gingrich's and the other candidates are going to go over to Ron Paul, but he is getting great crowds out all across the nation, and you're not being allowed to hear what he has to say or see the enthusiastic response. And where are these massive crowds for Romney? There aren't any, because nobody's very excited about his candidacy other than the Mormons. What are your thoughts on that, Bob?
Well, I absolutely agree with you. That's that problem that's kind of like the backbone of your broadcast for so many years, and that is that you have to look through the veil, you got to clear the smoke, and you got to kind of pay attention to the other media, so to speak. You got to pay attention not just to what's coming across on the major five networks, because if and when they decide that they're not going to cover something like Ron Paul's position and how well he may be doing, or how poorly Romney may actually be doing in certain areas, if they decide that they're going to, that they've already decided they want to go in a given direction, you're not going to hear anything about Ron Paul. You're not going to find out how many people are standing up on their feet and applauding when he points out criminality and illogical government and what's going on in terms of the sidestepping the Constitution and all of those things. You're right. You're not going to hear it. You're not going to get it from mainstream media.
And you're not going to read it in the New York Times and the other publications. They all tie into the Council on Foreign Relations and these secret societies we talk about. People say, well, oh, the Council on Foreign Relations isn't a secret society. No, but it's a front for a secret society. You can read about it, but you'll never read about what it's really all about. It. About the secret society from whence the Council on Foreign Relations came back in 1921. That information is totally blacked out in America. The fact that there is a group of people who hate this country and are doing everything they can to destroy our religious foundation, our economy, our currency. We'll be back in a moment with Bob Fletcher and welcome your calls.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Monteith and Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and basically we're talking about freedom of the press. The press in America is controlled. It's been controlled for a long time. Today it's controlled by six major corporations, all of which tie into the Council on Foreign Relations. That is specifically AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, Viacom, which controls CBS, Disney, which controls ABC, GE, which just sold NBC to Comcast, and then, of course, the Fox network that controls the largest Christian publisher in America and, of course, does everything they can to undermine Christianity. They control the Wall Street Journal. They control Fox News, which they want you to believe is conservative. But, of course, when they have a conservative there, like Glenn Beck, or why, because they get rid of him, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we have freedom of the press. And the people who own the press have the freedom to distort the news. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But if you care, you've got to be involved. We have a chance to turn things around if there are enough people in America who really care. But do you care? Or are you willing simply to just turn your back on reality and let them take away our freedom and destroy the heritage that we inherited from courageous generations in the past, where people valued liberty as much as life itself? Well, maybe it'll be you won't value liberty until it's gone, and all you can do is remember what it used to be like in America when men were free. Go ahead, Bob, and once again, our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, for several years, I'm always trying to keep I'm chasing the bad guys, long time, and I'm always trying to keep to try to be aware so I could be a step ahead of what may or may not be planned. What direction are the bad guys going to try to sway us? What are they going to do? What's going to be that October surprise? Or how are they going to pull something, whatever that's necessary, put together something, some scheme that's going to make them have permit them to have an advantage over the average freedom-loving American citizen? And unfortunately, they've been doing really well over the last, well, actually quite a while, but for the last 10 years, they keep stepping forward and they're really pulling the wool over the eyes of the American people. And my wife discovered something the other day that I had not noticed and had not been paying attention to, and that is, I know everybody has seen this, the Occupy Wall Street movement. Now, I'm not sure what's going on with the Occupy Wall Street movement. It externally appears and being reported as this movement of the American people that are complaining about that 1% that has control over everything and bellyaching about the 99%, the rest of us that don't have a chance, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what we talk about all the time. But something's going on, and I don't have a good handle on it, and that's bothering me, I think. And that is the other day, you know, they arrested five guys. They labeled them as terrorist, and they were doing they were in, I guess it was Ohio, where they were, or Cleveland area, and they were supposedly planning to blow up some bridges, all right? And they were labeled as anarchists, and they were labeled as terrorists and being homegrown, all American, nobody from some foreign nation involved, the Mujahid. There are no foreign nations or anything of that sort backing them or anything. And here they were planning to blow up this large bridge in Cleveland. Now, what happened was brought to my attention by my wife, and she said, you know, she said, I found some communications. It apparently, these guys, all five of them now, were deeply entrenched in the Occupy Wall Street movement. They were involved really actively involved, not just on the peripheral, but they were very deeply involved with that. And then I had already looked, and now this was not, didn't come out in the national news. They said nothing about these guys being involved with the Occupy Wall Street movement. So it's kind of fishy, you know, like, again, it's one of these things where they do selective reporting. Now, I noticed that the other day, what was it, May Day, a few days back, they had a national, a day of national a demonstration by the Occupy Wall Street group. But in several areas, including Los Angeles, it was extraordinarily large. I have family down there. I have a stepson that lives down there, and he told us that they literally had stopped off. The police had actually blocked off downtown Los Angeles, completely brought it to a standstill because of the Occupy Wall Street. But and then up here in Seattle, in the Northwest, not too far from where I am, the same thing went on in Seattle. They had these huge. And what they were missing was they were very violent. And what had happened was there were black uniformed, costumed or uniform, whatever you want to call, with black hoods, black outfits being brought in and dropped off out of vans and trucks, totally pre-planned. They smashed and destroyed downtown Seattle, profusely crashing giant windows, you know, $1,000 each, and they had come and were delivered in separate little vehicles, and it was all totally Occupy Wall Street.
But I think you have to understand, Bob, that this is all a controlled opposition. Who funds Occupy Wall Street? Why, the other side, of course.
That's
George
right.
Soros is one of the major funders of this. George Soros is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and I'm sure if we trace the money back, we'd find a lot of the money comes from what we call the military-industrial complex, the Brotherhood of Darkness. We saw this before. In fact, I have a great four-tape set on the Battle for Seattle. It's exactly what they did 4 or 5 years ago when they had the major financial meeting there. And there was all these agent provocateurs, and they were wearing their masks, and they were wearing their they were wearing hoods, and they were wearing ninja suits, and they were the ones who were provoking the violence. These people are highly paid. They're either military or special forces units. We don't know who they are. And if you were a member of that and you came forward and told the truth, they would send you to prison or they would kill you. The last thing they want the American people to understand, this is a controlled opposition. And now they can point at that and say, oh, now we need more in the way of government control to keep these people from overthrowing the government. Ladies and gentlemen, these people, I mean, most of the people in the demonstrations are simply dupes, but the people who organize this, the agent provocateurs, are well-paid operatives. And then the police are simply pawns of the game. The people are pawns in the game. It's the oldest technique in the world. You always want a controlled opposition so that you can't have a duel unless you have two people with swords, and that's what it's about. You go right ahead. Again, if you're out the listening audience, you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. I've been around 50 years. I saw them do this with the communist or certain demonstrations. I saw this during the Vietnam War. I said that we're seeing it now with the Occupy Wall Street movement. Certainly the best opposition money can buy. Go ahead.
Right. And of course, and like I say, the questionable part of this is what we have to look at is, here are these guys that they arrested in the Cleveland area there, and planning specifically, very specifically, to blow up and really do some, what I mean, if we believe it at all, but they're theoretically, anyhow, the idea was that they were going to blow up these bridges and in the, around the Cleveland area, and they were directly members of the Wall Street movement. Okay, not just peripheral; they were right into it. Whoever paying and all of us that, I have no idea. But when it came to the publicity on it, all of a sudden they labeled those guys terrorist anarchists. And didn't get into the association with Wall Street, with the Occupy program, the Occupy movement.
But I bet there was an FBI informant who was buying the bombs, who was encouraging them to do it, who was convincing them that if they loved freedom and they loved America, they had to be involved in this effort to overthrow the government. Almost every single terrorist attack in America is fomented by an FBI or an intelligence officer, an agent provocateur, who is either paying people to be involved or supplying the explosives or trying to talk people, gullible people, into doing something like that. My telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the techniques that tyrants use so they can justify increasing their power over our lives. Why is the government going around trying to foment violence against the government? We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Fletcher. Would like to know what you think. Are you concerned? Because this is the path to the loss of freedom, when the government foments terrorism against itself.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Bob is talking about the demonstrations we had on May Day. Now, remember, May Day is a traditional a day of celebration of the communists and their desire for taking over the world. Understand that the communist movement was financed from its very inception by wealthy people here in the United States, and certainly our leaders are working very, very closely with the communists. And if you haven't seen our latest DVD, Dangerous Deception, which is my interview with Norman Dodd, the director of research for the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the great tax exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Ford, Carnegie, and Chris, what did they find? They found that they were financing communism and Marxism and socialism, not only in America, but throughout the world, and that's why they had to crush the Reese Congressional Committee and doing everything they could to suppress the information. In fact, there was a Robert Goldsboro who had a copy of the report that came out of the committee, and he personally told me that he had probably one of the only copies of the report that gathered up all the others and destroyed them. And a man came to him and said, I understand you have a copy of the Reese Committee report. And Goldsboro said, yes, I do. And the man said, I want it. I'll pay whatever you want. And Goldsboro said, well, I mean, let's imagine I want $1 million. The man said, I'll be glad to give it to you. Well, Goldsboro didn't sell it. Fortunately, it is up on the Internet. Friend Charles Isabey bought it and has posted it up there. But this is what it's all about. We do have the book that came out of that report. It's called Foundations, Their Power and Influence. I personally kept that in print for 20 years. And now, of course, you can get the original report. We do have my interview, though, with Norman Dodd. It's called The Dangerous Deception. It's only recently available by calling 1-800-544-8927. An actual interview, a filmed interview with Norman Dodd. So give us a call. But ladies and gentlemen, the Occupy Wall Street movement that we saw here in America on the 1st of May was a worldwide demonstration. It wasn't just here in the United States. This is a worldwide movement because it has worldwide financing. They're going to do this all over the world because they want to establish a one-world tyranny, and they've created an opposition. and the people cowering in fear because, of course, of the uncertainty and worried by these men in the black ninja suits. That's just what they had at the battle in Seattle. And we actually, if you listen to my conversations with people who were there, oh, 5 or 6 years ago in Seattle, it's this deja vu all over again. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And quite frankly, we need your help to get the information out. And I believe that I don't think that the battle in Seattle is available on the internet. You probably have to get the four a CD or four tapes out on that. But Bob, go right ahead.
Well, you know, and there's something else that again, I just these handfuls of little things. Well, I call them little, and in some cases they're not. The things that are kind of old behind the closet doors. What I've always been looking for, and we've been able to stop off and interrupt some so many different events that may or may not have been in our best interest in the last few years. And there was another little item that had been, again, not covered very much at all that actually could end up being another one of these under-the-table operations. But the Defense Department, Department of Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, about a week or two ago, maybe not even that, maybe only 10 days ago, they made an announcement that the Department of Defense themselves was going to create another spy group, another separate spy operation, theoretically supposed to be mostly international in nature, of course, and to be modeled and to be run under the DOD, the Department of Defense, but to be the equivalent of a smaller operating central intelligence agency. And so what we have, we have so many methods of spying on everybody, not just foreigners and foreign nations, but American citizens. And now there is a totally brand new Department of Defense intelligence agency that will be put into place.
Who's going to protect us from Leon Panetta? I know Leon. I ran against him for Congress back in 1988, and I will tell you, he's frankly subversive. He had the most left-wing subversive the voting record of any congressman in Congress. So who's going to protect us from this new intelligence agency?
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961, or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576.
Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Bob Fletcher. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call and have a comment, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But Bob was just saying that Leon Panetta, Secretary of Defense, is going to form a new intelligence agency out of the Defense Department. Now, we already have 14 intelligence agencies in the United States. So the CIA, we have NSA, we have the FBI, we have certainly the Defense Intelligence Agency, we have Army Intelligence, we have Naval Intelligence, we have CIA, we have Coast Guard Intelligence, we have 14 intelligence agencies, and Leon Panetta, to protect us, wants one more. Well, let me tell you, as I commented earlier, I ran against Leon Panetta for Congress in 1988. I knew his voting record. I knew him. He was a subversive. He certainly was a hardcore Marxist. His voting record, according to the ADA, was 95% hardcore Marxism. He had a 95% ACLU voting record. He was the most radical leftist, subversive, treasonous congressman in Congress who had sworn an oath to uphold our Constitution, was doing everything he could to undermine it in 1988. There's always been an invisible force behind Leon Panetta, who now is the Secretary of Defense. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Do we really need a 15th intelligence agency under the control of a man like Leon Panetta, who never knew a Marxist program or communist program or Marxist to communist that he didn't like? Go right ahead.
And by the way, he was Panetta was profusely involved with putting together and organizing and finalizing the Denver airport back when in 94, whenever it was back then, when they were finishing that up. And of course, they've never finished it. That's one of those underground facilities that we talk about that is so secretive underneath the actual Denver airport itself. And I've, by the way, been under there, and that's the real thing. That's for sure. I don't want to get sidetracked, but it's just another point that he literally was the guy steering the ship to put that whole thing together and finalize it, and that was a project of his back in the 90s. And so, but to get to this new operation is apparently going to be labeled, unless they change it, the Defense Clandestine Services. So it'll be the DCS under the Department of Defense. And the intent is, supposedly, that they will expand utilizing a few hundred of the initial operatives that they already have, and then they will, as they hire and bring on new ones, they'll be splitting them off between doing the standard normal intelligence that the Department of Defense already does, and they will put the ones that they want to use, they'll put into the new clandestine services. Now, the service also, which I thought was interesting, what they're planning to do is they're going to utilize spies that will be representative of business persons, and they're going to put them into different foreign nations that we apparently want to spy on, not counting your neighbor and yourself. They're going to put them in, and they will be similar to the operation where when I had lost my business to the CIA for a covert front. They're going to be developing business-type appearing personnel that will go in and set up different businesses and cooperatively be in bed in foreign nations like China and Korea and places like that, appearing to be industrial people and assisting in cooperative commercial projects. But they will be, in fact, members of the DCS, the Defense Clandestine Services. So it's another one that we have to be concerned with. You know, it's just outrageous. And, of course, you know, we had one service, again, that had been above top secret for so many years, and it was called the Intelligence Support Activities. It was ISA. And that was also one that was involved with the people that were involved with the takeover and use of my business as a covert front. They were involved with the ISA. And what that was separately created for, as a matter of fact, I believe in 81 was when they first started that. What that was created for was where they could pull in just almost overnight a select group of people to carry out a specialized type of covert operation. So if they need something in a given explosives kind of a thing, they would have people right on hand under under that services support activity group. And if they needed somebody, let's say, for computer hacking in a foreign nation, they would have some specific guys that they could drop right in on the ground and carry out electronic tapping, et cetera, that type of thing. So, and that was intelligence support activity. And again, that was kind of under the CIA mostly and the National Security Agency. But that was, for years, the initials of that, ISA, was considered to be above top secret. And if you were an agent and you even whispered those initials, you could get in trouble. That was considered to be...
They can put you in Leavenworth, or they can eliminate you. Ladies and gentlemen, they really do. And they, in fact, basically, of course, after the attack on the USS Liberty, when 38 men were killed, 150 wounded, why are these people who survived there on the USS Liberty, the servicemen, were told if they ever told anyone what happened that day, they would be sent to Leavenworth or worse. In other words, they would be killed. And it would took 20 years before anybody of the 150 or so men who survived, before anyone of them would come forward and tell what happened. And this is what happens. This is how they're able to control the people and keep them from telling the truth. If you work for government, you sign a secrecy agreement, and you can never come out and tell the truth. In fact, there's one book I have called Fixing Intelligence. It's by a man who I think is a patriot. His name is Lieutenant General William Odom. He was the head of NSA, the top secret spy agency, and he can't tell you what he did. But in this 2003 book, he could ask questions like, should the CIA have assassination teams? Should the CIA have journalists, certainly, planted in the media? Should the defense organization, defense intelligence organization, be keeping dossiers on American citizens? Now, he didn't say they were doing that. He just asked the questions. But, ladies and gentlemen, they do kill people. They do have their agents planted in the media. They are keeping dossiers on every American citizen, not just defense agency. intelligence agency, the CIA has them, the FBI has them, the Homeland Security has them. Who knows how many dossiers they have on you out there? They even have something called the Fusion Centers. And you can look this up on the internet. That's F-U-S-I-O-N, Fusion Centers. And they're all across America, where they correlate all of the intelligence agencies and all of their dossiers on American citizens. I saw my FBI file many years ago, page after page after page after page, blacked out in the name of national security. Go right ahead. My telephone number, incidentally, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And don't forget, they do have a system here where they actually have informants, where they actually get people. They set up, they have about 40,000 of them. And they call them certainly they'll call them informants or spies. But your best friend could be one of these people. Their job is to gather intelligence on you and report everything to the government. Go right ahead.
Well, as a matter of fact, Admiral Odom that you mentioned was a fellow that in the earlier stages of when I was chasing, just had started to chase these characters in my situation where my company was being used as a covert front. He called, along with many other people, he called my lawyer and I at one time, and we didn't know who he was. I had no idea at what level he was, and he helped us a little bit. He seemed to be some of these folks, you don't know if they're good guys or not. He seemed to help us a little bit. He kind of aimed us, but mostly what he was saying was that more than likely I was involved with a central intelligence operation and that I probably couldn't go very far in the courts. And this was really rather early in my discovery of things and my lawyer. And we weren't sure, and we never realized until actually a few months later at what a high level Admiral Odom actually was.
It was general, lieutenant general.
General, right. We were surprised. But we had gotten, again, periodically, everybody has to, I want people to understand it, all of the investigations I had done that were at such secretive levels in terms of a lot of the material that we uncovered, it was done by having people call us, contact us, write us, and most all of them were doing it completely on the hush. They said, hey, I'm going to send you this information, Mr. Fletcher, go ahead and look into this, something looks wrong, or this looks wrong, or somebody needs to look into it. And maybe they weren't doing it themselves, but they did have at least the, something was bothering a lot of these different people, and they would send us information that was extremely important, and we were able to do some terrific investigations.
Well, we've got Ron calling us from this great state of Washington. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Ron. How are you doing up there in Washington?
Well, I just want to make a comment, Dr. Stan. There's this... the Washington State Legislature and the governor signed this bill that for same-sex marriage. And I had attended one of the hearings at the state capitol, and we had a number of clergy from a wide range of different religious denominations come forward and testify in favor of it, even supposed Christians. And trying to get the churches, the so-called Christian churches, to stand up in opposition to it and stand for biblical marriage, many of them want nothing to do with it. Oh, we don't do stuff like that. So you got.
Well, I think that they're going to have to answer someday to God for what they're doing.
Well, you say, you know, about the Christian principles of the United States that we were founded on. How about the Christian principles of churches?
Right. I certainly agree with you, Ron. Anything else?
Well, I do teach in some of the schools, right. And I teach an awful lot of the people, Hispanic kids and that. And I talk with some fellow who's involved in getting people involved in immigration and keeping people from getting deported. And my comment would be, if you're going to deport anybody, deport some of these guys, not some of the Hispanics. They like the United States. Some of these other guys hate it.
I know you're absolutely right. And isn't it terrible to think we have people at the highest levels of our government as loyal as not to America, but the internationalist dream?
Oh, it's it's the social justice stuff. Anyway,
and they're basically using the financial and military power of the United States to establish dictatorships throughout the world. And then, of course, eventually to establish a dictatorship here. Okay, anything else before we let you go?
No, sir.
Okay, let's go to Eric quickly. Eric, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do, Dr. Stan. Bob?
Yes, sir.
In the summer of 07, it was reported, I think, by Webster Tarpley that presumably Cheney and who knows who else had masterminded that why not Minot, North Dakota, hijacking of a B-52 that was supposedly nuclear armed to go in and do a strike on Iran. I was wondering if you had heard or learned anything about that. And real quick, lastly,
have you heard anything at all about a plan to hijack a nuclear armed plane and attack Iran? That sounds pretty far out. Sounds like disinformation to me, Eric. What have you heard about that, Bob?
Well, I really hadn't. I have heard, no more than rumor, mumblings about it. I've never seen anything on that I could actually say it looked like it may really have been for real.
I think you have to understand, Eric, that they used disinformation. They put out phony cover stories all the time. This is the great tragedy. And then people put them on to radio, and then that tends to discredit talk radio. I think it's as phony a story, unless you can give me some hard evidence of it, why you should not be repeating that publicly, other than unless, of course, you are working for the other side. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But ladies and gentlemen, they use the media to confuse the American people. They put out all sorts of false and phony stories simply to get us frightened to death. Go right ahead, Bob. We've only got a few more minutes.
Well, and the problem with, one of the problems with the Internet has been, it's a two-sided coin. Freedom lovers and people that genuinely let me just make it more simplicity, God-fearing Americans, et cetera, that are really what I would put over in the white side of things as opposed to the negative side, and that is, it would say, the positive part of the Internet, as a perfect example, is that we can share information real quickly and very easily, but we can also pick up on complete fraudulent information and spread it and end up being detrimental to the future of America. So that's, I think, what we all have to be careful. I never will turn down, if somebody comes to me and says, can you look into this story? If I can do it, I will do it. I'm not quick to jump on them and say this is totally ridiculous, because in fact I've been surprised so many times. But we have to be cautious about what's really the truth and what is fabricated.
And I think that's true. I mean, there are amazing things that have happened, but you've got to be able to document it in one way or another.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's P-R-O-P-A-X.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan Bob. I want you to put out your website, tell people how they get hold of you and get hold of your material. Go right ahead.
Sure. If you're computer savvy and hooked up to a computer, you can look at our review all of our investigations at BobFletcherInvestigations.com. That's all one word, BobFletcherInvestigations.com. And you can give you a good little review and look at any of our DVD reports that are available to everybody that want to find out some of the things that you're not going to hear on regular network. And or drop us a note if you want to. If you're not on the computer, write us a note to Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. That's Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803 to Bob Fletcher. Ask us, and we'll be glad to send you a little information sheet that shows you what's available.
And we certainly recommend Bob's material. We've gone over it. It's all valid, and certainly appreciate what he does and his willingness to come on with us. Thanks very much for being with us, Bob. And for those of you out there listening audience, there's a group in America called InfraGuard. 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 Go up on the internet, put your search engine, you'll find it. And this is the system of informants they've established. Now they already have literally tens of thousands of spies. Your next door neighbor could be a spy. If anybody comes to you with some sort of a crazy plan to, create a revolution in America, join a revolutionary group, be very, very careful. They probably are a paid government agent being paid large sums of money to entrap you. InfraGuard, InfraGuard. Read about it. In fact, just put in YouTube as the Jesse Ventura InfraGuard, and you'll really learn a lot, and you'll find out how far these people are taking us towards the establishment of a dictatorship in America with a system of informants, all, of course, in the name of preserving freedom. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you value freedom, we hope that you'll listen to our programs. You'll get the information. You'll help us to disseminate it. And don't be bashful. If you're not willing to stand up and be counted, you're going to be counted out. And freedom is not free. And if you're not involved, then you're going to lose your freedom. Our telephone number, if you'd like to get any of our excellent DVDs or Bob Fletcher's material or the wealth of information like a free catalog, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. If you'd like to understand what's going on today with Wall Street, you need to listen to our four tapes set on The Battle in Seattle. The Battle in Seattle. Basically, it's exactly what's going on as far as the Occupy Wall Street, with the people in their black ninja suits committing acts of violence, and then fading away and leaving the people there, the good people, to be, of course, rounded up by the police and tear gassed. And the police are victims. The people are victims. But, of course, the people who are financing this whole thing, the Brotherhood of Darkness, including, of course, George Soros, are all part and parcel. They understand what's going on. If you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to hear my talks on the dark secret, on the forbidden secret. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927 if you're in a position to join Radio Liberty family of supporters or to advertise with us. Why, we'd love to have you as a member or a supporter. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. So we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, and we'll be back next week at the same time, at the same station, to try to get you educated to understand that freedom is not free, and once lost, will never be regained. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Grigg, who, of course, former editor of the New American Magazine, currently the managing editor of Republic Magazine. He does his own blog, and he is a prolific writer. And, of course, he writes the Radio Liberty monthly newsletter, which is a big help to me as I'm trying to wind down and not have to be quite so busy. William Grigg, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Dr. Stan, it's always a pleasure and a privilege. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Well, what are we going to talk about tonight?
We have to talk about the fact that, as we've discussed in previous installments, the government ruling us has become completely untethered from law. And there are a couple of really conspicuous examples just in this last week of how grotesquely alienated it has become from its constitutional foundation, if you will, from its constitutional pedigree, the first of which occurred last Sunday night on 60 Minutes with the interview of Jose Rodriguez, who is the head of the, I believe, the operations director at the CIA. In any case, he was the fellow who presided over the torture program, and he's got a book which has been published with the express consent and permission of the CIA, which reserves the supposed authority to censor anything that former employees put out for public consumption. It's the American equivalent of the British Official Secrets Act, which is patently and thoroughly unconstitutional. We're not supposed to be in any sense a government or a society like the imperial monarchy of Great Britain, but nonetheless we have, appropriately enough, the CIA, which was sort of a hybrid of the British intelligence. Actually, not a hybrid. It was something of a polyglot institution created by the Rockefellers, the British intelligence agency, with the help of the Communist Party. Really an unfortunate pedigree there, but it doesn't surprise me that they've arrogated to themselves the privilege, the completely unwarranted privilege of having the equivalent of an Official Secrets Act. But when a former CIA official publishes a book, often if the book makes it to press, there'll be whole pages that will be redacted, blacked out, for the purpose of security. Well, apparently that's not the case in Mr. Rodriguez's book, in which he's talking with some measure of pride about the way that he and his subordinates were engaged in torture.
But let me just point out, you know, if you listen to that program as I did, it should be obvious to any intelligent person that, of course, the whole thing was as phony as a $3 bill. He talked about waterboarding. Mm-hmm. He talked about something, this one gentleman that they waterboarded 150 times.
Yeah,
and how you would suddenly turn them on their back and put this towel over their face so they couldn't breathe. And then you would pour water onto them for 10 seconds. And how this wicked man who had planned the attack on the World Trade Center understood what they were doing, and said they would, well, he would count on his fingers, you know, that up to 10 seconds, knowing it would only last 10 seconds. It was supposed to only last 10 seconds, but to give you the sense of drowning as you tried to breathe through the water. So then, you know, I'm listening to this, and I'm saying, you can hold your breath for 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Why in heaven's name is he telling us that we're waterboarding these people for 10 seconds when anybody could hold their breath at least 30 seconds? So he never would have had any discomfort at all. Are the American people really that dumb to believe that this is what was really done to this gentleman?
Yeah.
And I think that the whole thing was beautifully staged so you could have an argument back and forth between Leslie Stahl and this this excellent actor who works for the CIA. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine vitamin and plant-derived mineral complex, one bottle of bone and joint enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus essential fatty acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dr. Stan, of course, this whole program they have on CBS, like so many programs that we see on CBS, is simply to control our reality. And of course, William is just pointing out that the CIA official who supervised the torture program said they didn't do anything wrong. But of course, then they destroyed the videotapes, which he was supposed to keep, because of course they, I've even forgotten his justification for destroying them. Maybe they'd fall in the wrong hands, and then they would go after the agents who were responsible for this terrible torture. Ladies and gentlemen, if there was nothing to hide, why are they hiding it? Why did they take these people to other countries to be tortured? And why did he marginalize what happened at Abu Ghraib? Because we've seen the reports, the horrible torture authorized by Rumsfeld and the president, who should be tried and convicted for violation of international law, right along with Charles Taylor. They recently sentenced him to, I think, 80 years in prison. For having a war where people got killed. Why should Charles Taylor have to go to prison for what happened over in Africa? And, pardon me, Bush does not have to go to prison for taking us to war under false premises and killing a million people in Iraq. What's the difference? Well, of course, Bush killed a lot more. I guess it's not so much of a crime. If you kill a million people, that killing a few thousand. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's exactly right. If you're a criminal of sufficient magnitude, you achieve impunity. That's what St. Augustine said about the fundamental nature of, well, civil government as we see it practiced in this fallen world. The difference between a criminal gang and a government is that the latter is a criminal gang that acquires sovereignty over territory and gives itself impunity. Now, the difference in our system of government is supposed to be that the law is enthroned. That's what Thomas Paine famously said, in America, the law is king. Unfortunately, you've had a coup de main, and this is something that unfortunately happened very early in our history as a country, where instead of having an objective law that's rooted in the transcendent natural law, the law of God, the law of nature, what you have now is the willful imposition of power by people who are in control of the levers of government, of whatever clique or faction happens to be dominant. And these cliques and factions are ultimately controlled, as you point out, Dr. Stan, by a self-replicating and partially submerged power elite, of which the CIA is one of the more loathsome instruments. And Mr. Rodriguez is himself a very loathsome tool of the CIA. He spent most of the last 15 or 20 years or longer in Latin America, almost certainly liaising with people who were very skilled and very practiced in torture. You're talking about people like the Argentinian junta, the Galtieri cabal, that took over that country in the late 1970s and instituted what would have to be described as a pretty fair simulacrum of fascism, in which they disappeared. This is the first place where we'd seen the phrase to disappear used as a description of a type of political murder. Tens of thousands of people, with the help and active knowledge of the CIA. And you had similar exercises in so-called counterterrorism that were carried out throughout the southern cone of South Africa, South America, and up through Central America. And Mr. Rodriguez was very well aware of the fact, no doubt, that people such as the Argentine militarists and Fujimori from Peru and a number of other people in Latin America were eventually put on trial in spite of the fact that they had been political leaders. In the case of Fujimori, he was the president of the country, put on trial for authorizing clear-cut abuses or clear-cut crimes against laws forbidding such practices as torture and summary execution and indefinite detention. There are actually countries in Latin America that have held political and military leaders accountable for crimes against the people and crimes against specific human beings that involve torture. And if you understand that aspect of Mr. Rodriguez's background, the reason why he ordered the destruction of the 92 tapes after summoning his subordinates to his office and getting permission from them as legal analysts, that's a really interesting concept. They answered to him. He signed their paychecks. That he was deferring to their supposed expertise as to what the legal ramifications would be of destroying this material evidence. And after bringing in the lackeys and lickspittles and suck-ups and getting their permission, he destroyed those tapes because he understands the fact that there would be a material chain of accountability that could result in him actually facing criminal charges someday if, God willing, the rule of law were ever restored to our long-suffering country. But the thing that I find interesting as well is that a couple of days after this happened, we saw a federal court dismiss a lawsuit against John Yoo, who was the chief legal architect. Not really the chief legal, he was the detail worker. It was actually his superior who was the legal architect. John Yoo is the one who did the detail work in putting out the memoranda that supposedly created the legal framework for what is referred to euphemistically as enhanced interrogation, the same phrase in English translation that the Nazis used to describe their torture techniques, which they found to be similarly useless in obtaining sound intelligence, interestingly enough. But it was John Yoo who put that set of memoranda together, and he was sued by Jose Padilla, who is a U.S. citizen, admittedly not a very nice guy, by no means reputable. He's somebody who had a criminal background, but who was detained without legal process for almost, I believe, it was 3.5 years or longer. And the Bush administration insisted that he had to be handled by the military justice system because he was designated, for the first time in U.S. history in peacetime, he was designated an enemy combatant and supposedly thereby completely separated from legal protection. He had no habeas corpus rights. He had no right to due process. He was a plaything of the president who could dispose of him as he saw fit. The reason why the Bush administration rescinded that designation was because they were headed for a court challenge in the Supreme Court that they probably wouldn't have won. And after swearing that he was too dangerous to put on trial in the civil court system, they took him out of a brig and filed a set of completely spurious terrorism charges against him that had nothing to do with any of the evidence that had been collected against him involving the supposed dirty bomb plot. And the evidence that was collected against Jose Padilla was extracted from another man by way of torture. They actually sent this guy to one of the black sites overseas, I believe it was Morocco, and he was put into the custody of a torturer who took a scalpel to his flesh, even to the point of attacking his genitals, in order to get him to sign an accusation against Jose Padilla that was used to keep him in military detention until such time as they no longer had any use for him. And then they put him through absolutely criminally ludicrous facade of a trial. And he was eventually convicted on charges that had nothing to do with the original accusations against him. Well, he filed a lawsuit against John Yoo, pointing out that Padilla had been confined in solitary confinement for a number of years, which itself is a form of abuse, and then subjected to sensory deprivation for prolonged periods of time involving blacked out goggles and forced sleep deprivation. And at one point he was subjected to mind altering drugs. This is a U.S. citizen who was treated that way. And so far the record remains absolutely untainted by an instance in which a judge or a court has stood up to the executive branch in making these expansive and constitutionally apocryphal claims of dictatorial powers in the name of counterterrorism, you've not seen a single significant court ruling against any of the individuals who created and carried out the policy of torture, which is a violation of every law of consequence in recorded human history, now, beginning, of course, with the Golden Rule, the two great commandments, the Ten Commandments, myriad guarantees which were the outgrowth of the biblical tradition. It's a violation of numerous passages of the Magna Carta. It's an obvious violation of the Eighth Amendment to the United States Constitution, which forbids the use of torture even as a punishment inflicted subsequent to criminal conviction, much less authorizing the use of torture as a means of interrogation or a means of self-incrimination. It was understood that if you torture somebody into confessing, the confession was no good. And if you could compel the man to offer evidence against himself through the use of physical duress or some other form of pain compliance, then obviously the courts were of no use. And it was a matter of some import to the framers of the Constitution that there be specific and explicit prohibitions against the use of those tactics, because they've been quite commonplace, the Magna Carta notwithstanding, in certain dark passages in British history between the 13th and 18th century. But we've gotten to a place now where the barbarians running our government consider themselves completely above accountability and not at all beholden to any concept of law or any restraint on their powers.
And what really disturbs me is that five of the nine Supreme Court justices profess to be Catholics, and I would think that they would take a strong stand against this sort of thing, and yet I haven't heard that they have had the courage to do it.
Exactly. It's not just Catholics who are delinquent in that respect, although the Catholic teachings on torture are very, very specific now. Whatever you think of the history of the Roman Catholic Church, in recent decades, they've been very forthright and commendably explicit in condemning torture as a violation of the what's called the principle of the imago dei, the image of God, which is embossed on the countenance of every human being. We're all created in his image. And people who deliberately undermine the sanctity of the individual human being are committing a crime not only against that individual, but against the Creator. That's the Catholic teaching on the subject. Unfortunately,
well, I guess maybe our Supreme Court justices, five of who are Catholic, haven't read the Catholic position.
Apparently not.
Right.
Or if they've read it, they neither understand it nor have any respect for it.
Well, or basically they're told what to do and they're simply all playing a part. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest, of course, is William Creek. We are in real trouble. I mean, there's only one political candidate speaking out against torture, and that's Ron Paul, who said it's immoral, illegal, and it's unreliable. And the rest of the political candidates all support torture. Who are you going to support?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're admissibly talking about this whole idea that there's a real threat in America from terrorism, but is there really a threat, or is most of this threat actually created by our own government? We had an underwear bomber. Now we find out that the State Department actually put the underwear bomber on the plane. If you doubt that, you need to read Kurt Huskell's testimony there at Umar's sentencing hearing. You can get that on the internet, or we can provide it for you. And actually, he documents the fact that the State Department actually put the underwear bomber on the plane, and the underwear bomb was designed not to go off. Richard Reed, the shoe bomber, actually, of course, had a pair of shoes that could not possibly have exploded because, of course, he had C4 explosives and there were no blasting caps. Certainly the Times Square bomber, who went to Pakistan to learn how to build a bomb as it would go off in Times Square. And he got in touch, I'm sure, with a U.S. agents posing as terrorists over there. They taught him how to build a smoke bomb, which he did. And, of course, after he cleverly thought that he was going to kill a lot of Americans, he was probably the only one that was real. Why? Because he was acting as a fool. He'll spend the rest of his life in prison because he was taught by government agents how to build a smoke bomb. Go right ahead.
Well, we had Rodriguez on television Monday talking about the need, supposedly, to use torture as a counterterrorism weapon. We had the most recent legal ruling upholding the supposed legality of discussing torture as a policy option when the lawsuit by Padilla was dismissed in favor of John Yoo, who under Jay Bybee was the detail worker who fleshed out the legal rationale for torture such as it was. Then on May 1st, we have the announcement that the FBI has cracked down, has uncovered another bombing plot to blow up a bridge outside of Cleveland. This is literally the case of the FBI trying to sell you a bridge outside of Cleveland, where you had four completely marginalized and socially ill-fitting so-called self-described anarchists, who actually, three of them, had a documented history of mental illness and petty crime, and one of them had tried to back out of the plot that was being orchestrated by a 39-year-old agent provocateur who was actually committing felonies while he was on the FBI's payroll. This guy, who is the ringleader, the provocateur, calls himself Shaquille Aziz, I believe, is his most recent name. That's the name that he's recently given himself. His original name, I think, was Kevin Jackson, if I remember correctly. But he ran a number of rental properties in the Cleveland area, and he'd hired these guys, all of whom had a difficult time finding employment because of problems in their background, including legal problems. He'd hired these guys to work doing maintenance on the properties that he managed. And when the FBI approached him, no doubt looking for some kind of a downward departure on his pending sentences on various crimes, he recruited these guys into one of these insta plots in which he fronted them the money and said that he knew somebody could sell them C4. He's the guy who came up with the plan, and he tried to persuade them they could make a quick and easy profit doing this. All they had to do was talk with so-and-so, who was another FBI play actor, and get the C4 from him. And, of course, the C4 was something that was completely inert and useless. But one of the people who has now been accused of trying to take part in that plot tried to back out, and it was probably because he was going to back out that the FBI decided to spring the trap. Although, of course, the fact that it happened on May 1st is a matter of some resonance and probably symbolic significance here. But this is a perfect example of how this model applies not merely to Muslims, but to anybody who's considered to be sufficiently ductile and socially isolated, whether you're talking about, once again, Muslims in New York, the Newburgh case, or the Seeds of David or Seeds of David case down in Florida. There is another version of that in Michigan. There's scores of these that have been carried out by the FBI. You have this instance here involving a group of people of very marginal social acceptability who were supposed anarchists of a left-wing variety. The Hatari militia in Michigan was infiltrated by a provocateur who tried to set them up unsuccessfully, as it turned out. We've seen plots of that kind. There's one in Georgia involving a bunch of guys in their 60s and 70s. They were infiltrated by an FBI agent provocateur who's dealing with a child porn and child molestation rap. They've got projects of this sort being carried out all across the country, probably in every state. And this is the chief operating priority of the FBI right now, is to set up these phony terrorism plots so they can bust, in order to maintain the fiction that we face a plot not only from without, but from within, a problem of terrorism.
Well, we do face terrorism from within, but it's not coming here. It's
exactly
coming from the 58 is 68th Street in New York City. 58 is 68th Street, the Harold Pratt House, where the chief terrorists and subversives meet on a regular basis. Hold that line.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961, or go to the website at southernchileproperties.com. That's southernchileproperties.com. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest this evening, William Grigg, and he's simply pointing out that be very, very careful. They have their programs to entrap law-abiding citizens. There's one government program called InfraGuard. It's got 40, 50,000 informants, and of course these are your neighbors. The guy just down the street, maybe your best friend. But he's being rewarded by the government for turning in his friends, and because we have other systems of where they have agent provocateurs, usually a criminal element. They get large sums of money, or these people should be in prison for vicious crimes they've committed, like people like Whitey Bulger, who was actually killed and tortured to death 20 or 30 people while he was working for the FBI, and eventually, of course, because he was helping them entrap people in the mafia, he killed and tortured to death between 20 and 30 people while he was working for and protected by the FBI. They just caught him recently after 20 years. But this is the sort of people that the government employs to entrap others to get them certainly off the streets. And this is what they're doing today in the name of terrorism. They're hiring people to pretend to be terrorists and to try to talk you into doing something illegal. And if this should happen, immediately go to your local police. Don't go to the FBI because they're the ones behind it. A standard operating procedure for our government to try to incite crimes when there is no crime. Go right ahead.
I'd go so far as to say you got to go public with what you've learned before you even go to the police. I think that one of the best things you can do, and by the way, there's a case just recently, once again, I think it's in Michigan, either Michigan or Ohio, in which the Department of Homeland Security actually got in touch with that element of that agency dealing with Customs and Border Patrol, to Border Control rather, to arrest a, I believe he's in his early 30s or late 20s, a young Muslim man who would on firearms charges after he had outed an FBI informant provocateur who was trying to lure him into a terrorist plot. The guy actually posted something on his Facebook page outing this informant. And within about a week or less, he was suddenly arrested on trumped-up weapons charges dealing with a photograph of him holding a gun that was a couple of years old, and he has a felony conviction, so they're basically trying to shut him up. If he had cooperated and actually been lured into this plot, and this guy has no apparent interest in terrorism of any kind, whatever he had done in his past of a criminal nature, he's not interested in terrorism. But this was a way of preempting him from exposing this informant who had actually – this informant has quite a resume. He's been involved in two previous successful bogus terror plots that have resulted in the long-term imprisonment of people who otherwise had no criminal records. So he's somebody who's made hundreds of thousands of dollars in this utterly filthy occupation and sent people to prison, and so he's considered something of a charmed asset. I mentioned before this supposed terrorist plot down in Georgia involving a group of men who met at the Waffle House to discuss politics and speak in hypothetical terms about what it would be like if certain things happened. They were infiltrated by a fellow by the name of Joe Sims, who's the chief cooperating witness in this case. And in the indictment, the FBI agent who was controlling this little operation admits that there are problems with Joe Sims' credibility, beginning with the fact that he's cooperating in exchange for consideration on his own child pornography and, I believe, child molestation charges, which he insists are contrived. They very well may be, but that's a perfect example of how that operates as well. This is something that the Russians, the Cheka, the KGB, however you want to describe them, the FSB, refers to as kompromat, which is that you strategically compromise somebody and you develop leverage that way in order to make that person an asset. Of course, the CIA has done the same thing. Every intelligence agency of human construction has done the same thing. That's something that was probably happening with the Secret Service agents down in Cartagena. They fell into the classic honey trap with the prostitutes in Colombia, which is, of course, a country that is just utterly lacquered with corruption. And it's that's the part of that story that not many people are paying attention to. Of course, there's the facile humor that we can extract from this. The fact that these people who are supposedly, paladins of pure intent, who would heroically take a bullet for a member of the first family, who were consorting with prostitutes and then refusing to pay for their services. You know, there's a lot of humor to be extracted from that, and it's something that reflects very poorly on this administration as it would on any other. But the subtext here, of course, is the fact that they were being played. They were being compromised. And a lot of people who have talked about that aspect of the story don't run the logic a little bit further and admit that if the Colombians or whoever was running these people would do this sort of a thing, that obviously every intelligence agency does that kind of thing, which is one of the reasons why people who are entrusted with classified or sensitive material historically had to pass a very severe and rigorous examination of their personal morals in order to qualify. You had to be somebody who didn't have these types of open sores in your personality that could be the vectors for opportunistic infections of the sort that are capitalized on by intelligence agencies. But the thing is, what foreign intelligence agencies do to government officials, our own domestic intelligence agencies are doing to American citizens. I mean, they will capitalize on any perceived weakness if they decided that you are somebody who would be a suitable target to use as an informant or a provocateur. You might even call this the Randy Weaver principle. That's what got him in trouble, is that in a moment of desperation and following the explicit instructions of the ATF operative who set him up, Randy Weaver cut off the barrel of a shotgun a completely trivial amount shorter than the stupid, arbitrary, and unconstitutional federal regulations would permit. And on that basis, they were trying to turn him into an agent provocateur within the Aryan Nation white supremacist group up in the northern part of the state of Idaho, where I reside. And he had sufficient character and presence of mind to tell them he wasn't interested in this. And of course, eventually he got to the point where they targeted not only him but his entire family for annihilation. There was a point where they were actually going to firebomb their tar paper shack, which of course was always referred to in the propaganda media as a compound. As I've said before, in any building in which somebody the government wants to kill resides is called a compound. It could be a tar paper shack, it could be a teepee, it could be a wigwam, it could be an igloo, it could be a yurt. You know, as long as there's somebody inside the government wants to kill, it magically becomes an armed compound. Well, the reason why they're going to wipe out Randy Weaver and his family was because if you pull back on that thread far enough, you find that he had resisted forcible recruitment as an informant, as part of this ongoing operation the FBI is called PATCON, which is a code name for Patriot Conspiracy. Jesse Trenadue, the attorney from Salt Lake City who's investigated this, points out PATCON began sometime in the mid or late 1980s, and it's an ongoing project. And it targets specifically the conservative, so-called right-wing element of society, and the same way that the ongoing effort to infiltrate and manipulate Muslims uses very similar modalities and very similar tactics. And no doubt there's another operation with an equally bizarre code name that targets left-wing or anarchist groups of the sort that supposedly would attract the interest of these nitwits in Cleveland who were lured into this phony plot this last week. They've got all kinds of operations like that running. And one has to wonder, if they're actually involved in fighting crime, where do they find the time and interest and resources in order to run all these multifarious scams and schemes and bogus false flag terrorist plots? Obviously, this is the very meat and drink of the FBI. But when we're talking about the Homeland Security State, the War on Terror, and of necessity torture, I hope people will understand that torture is not something that is simply done by the CIA or by subcontractors in places like Syria and Morocco and Egypt. Torture is something that happens every day in the United States, and there was an illustration of that fact this past week, which I said is rather cluttered with illustrations of the evil we're talking about. And that's the case of this young man, Daniel Chong, a 24-year-old senior, I believe he's studying engineering at the University of California, San Diego. And just this last week, it was disclosed that he had been arrested on the 21st of April as part of a drug sweep of a residential neighborhood in San Diego. He was taken to a DEA holding facility and interrogated. Now, bear in mind, he was arrested, he was in handcuffs. He was in handcuffs for 4 hours in the jail cell. Now, that in and of itself is disturbing and remarkable, because that is abusive. You don't leave somebody handcuffed in the jail cell for 4 hours. But after he had been taken from the cell and interrogated, he was told that it was a mistake. He was just somebody who's in the wrong place at the wrong time. And so he was told that he'd be released. He was given some paperwork to sign, but for some reason he was handcuffed again and then put in the same detention cell. The lights were turned off. He spent the better part of 5 days in darkness with no food, no water, no toilet facilities. Thin blanket is his only bedding. And within a couple of days in darkness and in isolation, he began to hallucinate. And, of course, he was severely dehydrated. He got to the point where he was drinking his own urine in order to survive dehydration, and got to the point where his kidneys were shutting down. He had nothing to eat, and he started to scratch around on the floor of his cell, and he found a powdery substance that he'd ingested, and it proved to be crystal meth. This is a DEA holding facility. There's crystal meth in the floor of this holding cell. He could hear conversations outside the door. He could hear the sounds of other people being put into cells. He screamed, he kicked on the door, he tore off a part of his jacket somehow, in spite of the fact that his hands were cuffed, and put it under the door in an attempt to attract attention. By the time he was finally let out of the cell, he was quote-unquote discovered by agents at this holding facility. About 5 days later, he was literally pleading to be killed. He, at one point, had shattered the eyeglasses that he was permitted to keep, and he had carved a short goodbye note to his mother in his arm with one of the shards of glass. And he was at the point where he thought that he was just going to waste away and die from starvation and dehydration. And so he asked that he simply be put to death if they were going to kill him. The DEA story is that they simply forgot about him, in spite of the fact that their institutional protocols call for hourly checks of all the detention facilities. I mean,
how could they possibly think that they could convince people they just forgot about this guy? He's in his cell. He's screaming. He's yelling. He's pounding on the wall of doors. He could hear other people being put in, and they just forgot about him? Ladies and gentlemen, they're lying.
Yeah.
They lie, and they lie, and they lie. But where is the outrage from the people? Well, it's not my son, not my business. I don't want to be controversial, and most people simply remain silent. And, of course, certainly when you remain silent in the face of evil, then you become an accomplice. Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And if you honestly believe that they simply forgot about this gentleman, why, you are incredibly, incredibly, incredibly stupid.
That's not the only case of that sort that I've written about recently. A couple of years ago, there was a fellow by the name of Nicholas Christie. He's a retired, I think, 62-year-old former boilermaker from Cleveland, and he was having psychological problems. Who knows if they were induced by the pharmaceutical industry or if they were simply a question of the onset of senility, but he left his home to go to Fort Myers to visit his brother, and his wife was concerned. She made the mistake of calling the police and asking for them to intervene and pick him up. So he was picked up by the Lee County Sheriff's Department in, I believe, Lee County in Florida. Their Sheriff's Department picked him up on a charge of intoxication. He wasn't publicly intoxicated. He wasn't driving. This was just a pretext. And they were supposed to take him to a hospital, and instead they took him to a jail cell. They strapped him in a restraint chair, and they doused him with pepper spray several times over about a 10-hour span. And it got to the point where he was suffocating with the spit mask that was attached to his face. And because the pepper spray had created a pulmonary condition that led to heart failure. And if you take a look at pictures of this poor man strapped in this restraint chair with the spit mask over his face, the skin burned by this chemical agent. He was so thoroughly immersed in this pepper spray that when the EMTs finally treated him, their gloves were useless. The pepper spray was burning through their gloves. The fumes from the pepper spray were so pungent that there were other inmates in the facility who were choking and gasping. This happened a couple of years ago. He was tortured to death. This is a guy who hadn't committed a crime. He was just picked up for humanitarian purposes, supposedly by a sheriff's department, and tortured to death over the course of several days, and nobody's held accountable. The prosecuting attorney for the county says that there's no reason to pursue a criminal investigation.
Well, I hope that they brought a civil case. But, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand there are some people who are inherently evil. There are some people who enjoy, they call them sadists. And, of course, they have many of them have sexual aberrations. There's a whole, you study abnormal psychology, they call it sadism. And many of them work in key positions in government. And this is a terrible thing to say, but when we did get a reply from one of our recent newsletters that you had written from a gentleman who's in prison, and he was talking about the bloodlust of some of the guards there. I mean, some of them are fine, but others have a bloodlust. And he said that letter was exactly what goes on in the prisons I've been in.
Well, it's depressing and disheartening to hear. And as you say, Dr. Stan, one of the darker elements of fallen human nature is this libido dominandi, the lust to dominate others. And it is abnormally strong in people who seek political office and the people who seek positions in which they'll exercise power over others. Honestly, I don't know how any emotionally centered and morally sound person would want to exercise power over another human being. I can understand the need for defensive force, but there are certain occupations that select for that type of person. And in a morally depraved society, sadists are going to be grotesquely overrepresented anytime there's a power relationship involved. That means, of course, in prisons, military, and law enforcement, particularly in the political class. I think the political class is where you'll find that personality type most thickly planted.
I think you're absolutely right. In fact, that's what I'm going to be talking about, at least in part, when I give my talk at the Conspiracy Conference on the 3rd of June. And if you're out there in the audience, I hope you'll be there. Our guest, of course, is William Creek.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's P-R-O-P-A-X.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
William, why don't you just go ahead and get your web page out, tell people how to get in touch with you, and get in touch with your PayPal button.
I appreciate that, Dr. Stan. My blog is called Pro Libertate, P-R-O-L-I-B-E-R-T-A-T-E. And if you go to Google or some other search engine, you type that in, my blog should be the first return. If you put in my last name, Grig, as the second search term, I'm pretty sure that'll be the first return. Or you can go to directly at freedominourtime.blogspot.com. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. The current essay at Pro Libertate, which I published yesterday, is called The Everyday Evil of America's Torture State. And that's been republished in tomorrow's edition of lewrockwell.com, lewrockwell.com. And at the bottom of every essay on Pro Libertate, there is a PayPal button for those who have the means to donate and are interested in helping me out. It's something I really appreciate and something that my family and I at this point, quite frankly, desperately need. So we appreciate everything you've done on our behalf, Dr. Stan, and the generosity of so many of your listeners. We're in a rather straitened circumstance right now, and so we'd really appreciate it if people could provide us with a little bit of help right now. Literally everything and anything will help.
All right, fine. We will listen to you, and I hope people will be willing to contribute to William, as we and we'd have to get off payment for our latest. I don't think you've been paid for your latest newsletter, so we'll get that off.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thanks.
God bless. Anyway, thanks very much.
And God bless.
Talk to you next week. Our guest has been William Grigg. But we do hope, of course, you will be able to help him. And, of course, if your help can help us, we'll appreciate that as well. Because, of course, we have a network of some 70 outlets every single week. And we just have to be able to supply funds for that. We don't want to have to give up any of them. And if you're in a position to help, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help, that we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, to pray for our provision and for our protection. I know we certainly have these great new DVDs, Rosalind Peterson of the Geoengineering, Betty Martini, on the aspartame. Michael Shaw, we finally have available now on Agenda 21. That's Michael Shaw's talk he gave last September on Agenda 21. Excellent. And then, of course, my interview with Norman Dodd, the Director of Research for the Reese Committee, the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations, and you'll be shocked at what you hear. And, of course, that's called the Desperate Deception, or the Dangerous Deception. And it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We also have one called the Forbidden Sequence, a DVD with the syllabus, and then another DVD called The Dark The Secret with the Syllabus. We have so much information that's available. If you'd like to understand what really happened on this Occupy Wall Street movement, you must understand it's simply the same situation that exists in the confrontation in Seattle a few years ago. And we have a great 4-tape set on that called The Battle in Seattle, where they had exactly the same sort of black dress ninjas brought in professional agitators to commit acts of violence to get the violence going. And then, of course, you have the police up against the crowds as you have a confrontation. The Battle in Seattle and what happened certainly on May Day all across the world was like deja vu all over again. If you want to know how they kill people, we have a 4-CD set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy, including a book on that. We have a 4-CD set on the murder of Martin Luther King and a book written by the attorney who prosecuted one of the men involved in the conspiracy. And, of course, the jury came up and said, yes, the government was behind it, and not a word in the controlled media. We've got a great 4-CD set on what happened to the USS Liberty and how they tried to kill all those American servicemen. Our own government did that and betrayed them. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful.